Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Great show for you. Miriam Goodman is our guest today, journalist, author, award-winning radio and television producer. You retire. You are going to spend more time together if you are a couple. And Miriam has written a couple of very relevant, well, she's written a lot, but the book, Too Much Togetherness, Surviving Retirement as a Couple. And she's also written a book, Reinventing Retirement, 389 bright ideas about family, friends, health, what to do, and where to live. And the website, gobs and gobs of good information, TooMuchTogetherness.com. Pretty clear. Now, I'm excited to have Miriam on the program because she comes to us with not only the accolades in her radio and television production work, but she's been interviewing thousands of people from celebrities to diplomats for the research she's done for her book. She's created, produced, and hosted the first nationally syndicated feminist radio program, which ran for 7 years from New York to San Francisco. And on dozens of stations, and she was a television producer for San Francisco NBC TV affiliate, received 2 Emmy nominations, which is very exciting. She's a columnist for TheExaminer.com and a contributor to other online publications. Her written work has appeared in Family Circle, New West, and MS, and that's Ms. Magazine. And I'm happy to have Miriam on the program. Welcome, Miriam.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you. I wanted to get in all of that because that's quite an impressive resume, and I know that's just kind of scratching the surface, but I really applaud the work you've done, and I'm excited to talk with you today.
Well, thank you. Should be fun.
Well, good. So let's dive right in. And, I share with Miriam, ladies and gentlemen, before we started that, you know, we do a lot of work here at my company. Working with couples, and they move into retirement, and it is a whole new ball game. And so I think that the work you've done and the book you've written, Miriam, it should be required reading for every couple that retires.
I agree, and I think financial planners should give the book to their clients, prove to them that they're not only interested in their money, you know, because really retirement is all about the emotional and psychological changes that happen to people, and so many retirement books and retirement conversations are all about having enough money to do it. And
right.
Why didn't you start saving when you had your paper out or when you were, you know, babysitting,
right,
whatever it was. And, you know, nobody thinks about this horrible psychological change that we're not prepared for. You know, one of the things I said in my first book was that when you make these major changes in your life, whether it's the first day of school or the first day of work or whatever it is, there's usually somebody there to help you. You know, the first day of school, you've got your parents, your older siblings, your cousins, your friends saying, oh, it's going to be great. And then, of course, you get there and the teacher takes you aside and introduces you to the other kids, all these things. Well, nothing like that happens in retirement. You know, you're working on Friday and Monday morning, boom, there you are. And, you know, hopefully you've made a plan. Hopefully you've thought about it. But so many people I talk to say, oh, I won't be bored. I have plenty of things I want to do. I said, well, for example, they said, well, I need to clean out the garage. that's not a plan.
That's a chore list.
If you wanted to clean out the garage, you would have done it before you retired. You know, you had time to do that. That's not something that you're going to do. And, you know, I remember there was a film several years ago about Joan Rivers. And she, you know, never stopped working, never, ever stopped working. And she had this huge wall-sized calendar in her office. And she would go in there and she would look at it. And if there were days or weeks without something on it, she would get really depressed. You know, she was one of these people who had to be moving every single second. She had to know what was happening. And, you know, to bring it down to, you know, normal human beings, an empty calendar is pretty scary. If you wake up on Monday morning and you have no plans for the week, you might just go back to sleep for the rest of the day, which is okay the first week of retirement, but it's not okay for the next 20, 30 years.
Amen. You're spot on. And to your comment about handing out the books to retiring couples, I'm going to find out how I can get a caseload. I'm sure you can give me a little bit of a discount for that, right, Miriam?
Well, we'll talk to my publisher.
I'm a financial guy, but no, you're right. It is... And, you know, the risk that, and I want to hit people right between the eyes, if it's okay with you, Miriam, and I know this, you will agree with this. There's a real trend of what's called the graying of divorce.
Absolutely.
And it's just divorce at the old where it used to not be, and now the statistics are really extraordinary, and they are frightening for divorce over 50.
Well, that's true, and there's several reasons. I'm not a divorce attorney or counselor, but I know from talking to people that, you know, up until retirement, so many couples have been running parallel lives. You know, of course, they're together, they live together, hopefully they share meals and evenings and whatever together, but all of a sudden, you're both home all day long, and you find there are things that you really don't like about your spouse, things that you tolerated for a long time, but you don't feel like tolerating anymore. So many things have changed. I don't think that the majority of the divorces for people over 50 or 60 or even when they're happening are because there's another person. I think it's because the people themselves have changed and they haven't adjusted or they aren't willing to adjust to those changes.
Right. Yes. Yeah. If it's the woman asking for the divorce, she's not asking for the divorce because she wants to be with another man. She just doesn't want to be with him.
Correct. And you know, all around the world now, women have independent money.
Right,
they didn't have that before for you know, centuries.
Exactly.
Women stayed in bad marriages because they needed the financial support. So now that women make their own money or they're more equitable with divorce laws, you know, that's not the case anymore. It was interesting to me when I, again, was researching the first book, I learned that in Japan, which is a very patriarchal society,
right,
so many women were starting to get divorced. And it showed up in traveling. You know, the Japanese are inveterate travelers. You see them all over the United States in groups. Sometimes you see the leaders carrying a flag, and you know it's a group of Japanese tourists. And there's so many single women alone with their friends or whatever in the group, whereas before you always saw couples. And these women are saying, I don't have to put up with this anymore. You know, I hardly know my husband. I don't think that's so much the case in this country. Our culture is a little different. But at the same time, you know, women have been running households. They've been working. They've been taking care of elderly parents. They've been taking care of grandchildren. They've been volunteering. They've been doing so many things that when they stop working, they continue doing those other 10 things. So many men have been working, period.
Right.
And when they stop working, they are so dependent on their wives to provide a life for them that it's shocking. A guy who could have been, you know, president of a corporation all of a sudden doesn't know how to open a can of soup. And, you know, I think, that, you know, as the first generation feminist, I guess I would say that, not counting the early 1900s.
Right.
You know, we've seen families change, and we've seen men accepting the roles in the household and in parenting and in child care and taking care of the house and cooking and things like that. One thing that I found that was shocking is that so many men who were these partners, when they retired, they sort of became their fathers.
Yeah.
They expected their wives to do all the housekeeping.
Yeah.
They expected their wives to be old. Well, what happened to this guy that, you know, 10 years ago was taking the kids to soccer?
Right. Well, so, I tell you what, Miriam, I want to dig into that. There's a lot more there to how, especially for men. I think it's a, you know, we'll dive into that reality that the transition for the man is definitely different. But let's grab a quick break. Miriam Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, she is a journalist, author, award-winning radio and television producer, written the book, Too Much Togetherness, Surviving Retirement as a Couple. We'll be right back after this quick break.
What if in the time it takes you to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? Well, if you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. It's as simple as that. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? And there's no cost or obligation to meet with David. All you need to do is simply call 671-PLAN, that's 671-PLAN, or visit planstronger.com for more information. These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your financial portfolio prepared for such a correction? What about inflation? What's your plan when that gallon of milk or gallon of gasoline costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has all the answers to questions like these and practical steps to help you hedge against these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland.
And we are back. Miriam Goodman on the line with me. TooMuchTogetherness.com is the website, and you can get a lot more good information about Miriam and her book and all of her writings there. And I wanted to make a quick break there, Miriam, because I wanted to dig in. You've actually got some very interesting labels in a very well-intended way, I am sure, for some of how men make this transition to retirement. You've identified several different ways of kind of categorizing the response or the evolution, maybe that's the better word, for the male in the relationship. And I think it's very interesting that you found these, obviously you found these things that kind of repeat. The first one that I saw you had was the ghost.
The ghost, yes. The ghost is a guy who you never see anymore. He's kind of there, but either he's sitting in his room, he's watching TV, he's sitting at the computer. He no longer wants to participate in society. Hmm. Maybe it's because he's lost self-respect and doesn't have a title anymore.
No more purpose.
He doesn't know what he's supposed to do in life. He may not have cultivated many male friendships throughout his career, or maybe his friendships were all at work and those people are still working and he doesn't see them. It's a real question, but there are these men who kind of just disappear and you don't see them. Their wives are out and about, but they're just not there.
Mm. Well, it happens. And I'm sure there's lots of examples of, you know, they just park in front of the television and that's it.
That's right.
The next one, the one where they follow the wife around, jealous of any time she's not spending with him? What's that one called?
You know,
is that the glomer? The glomer?
Oh, the glomer. Oh,
glomer.
The glomer.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's just, you know, he gloms onto her. And the woman, again, she says, you know, in the past, she'd leave the house, she'd go do what she had to do for the day, and that was it. Now, if she leaves, he calls her every 5 minutes. When are you going to be home?
Wow.
Where do you keep the butter? Where are the ice cubes? You know, things like that, that he just needs to connect to her because he feels so isolated and so alone. And, you know, he does follow her around the house. And you know, one woman said to me, you know, for 40 years, a friend would call, I'd talk on the phone, and I could leave the room, or my husband would leave the room and let me have this conversation now. Who was that? What'd they talk about? What are they doing? You know, what she says, like, she can't even have private phone conversations anymore because he's so desperate for some kind of connection that he hasn't been able to create for himself.
Wow. That's very interesting. It's fascinating. I mean, there's more. We'll go to them, but it's just really, it's really a shift that if you're not anticipating, there can be a lot of conflict.
Right. And of course, this is not every man. Many men have found wonderful things to do in retirement. They coach Little League. They volunteer for SCORE to help small business owners and entrepreneurs figure out the ins and outs of business. They work in the community. They run for office. They do a lot of things. But there are some men, I'm always saying it's not all, but there are some men who've lost their identity, hate their self-image as a retiree. You know, we're so connected to what they did in business that all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah.
And I wrote the book to help couples and in the hopes that the wives will understand what their husbands are going through and that the men themselves will see that they're not alone.
Very good. It's excellent. It's excellent work, Miriam. The next one that I think is very interesting is the grumbler.
The grumbler, yeah. I mean, I found over and over again that people would say, you know, my husband never went to the supermarket in his life. But all of a sudden, when I go, he wants to come with me. And we get in the car, he tells me I'm taking the wrong route.
Oh, boy.
You know, why didn't you take this street instead of that street? There's less traffic. As if he knows everything. Or he grumbles about the way she loads the dishwasher. You know, whatever it is, he thinks he knows better. Maybe he's used to bossing people around at work. I don't know what it is, if he feels the loss of power and he has to exert it some way. But so many guys, you know, who were seemingly happy before have started grumbling about everything that's going on in the house. I don't like the way it's decorated. I don't like the way you cook. I don't like your friends. And women are shocked and actually not prepared for all this grumbling.
Well, and what's happening now, again, back to the graying of divorce and this, and I've dealt with it with my own clients, Miriam, that I've had clients get divorced. And I've also had men and women coming to me, but especially women who have come to me who have been divorced, and they've come to me seeking financial planning and advice. Maybe after they've been divorced, they have their settlement, or even before they get divorced, asking for some help. And it's a lot of this kind of stuff, I think, is the root cause of it. And, you know, the other one that really is interesting because it has a financial component to it that I know you mentioned is the gypsy.
The gypsy, yes. The guy, he doesn't want to stay home. He can't sit still. He's always planning trips. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. He has to go there. And which is fine. I mean, a lot of people use their retirement years for traveling, which is great. But sometimes the wife is still working. Sometimes she has obligations. And one woman told me that she, after she retired, she went on two boards of nonprofit organizations. And it turned out that within 1 month, both of these were having huge fundraising events, big black tie dinners. And she was working very hard on these. And it was in the month of May. And about February, her husband comes home and shows her tickets. Oh, I signed us up for a 6-week cruise. And it leaves in May.
6 weeks?
You know, I was working on this.
6 weeks?
Well, whatever. Well, you know, a long cruise, something that she would be away the whole time.
Wow.
Without consulting her, thinking that she would be thrilled, or maybe subtly wanting to undermine what she was doing because he didn't have anything in his life.
Wow.
You know, and I have to just tell you that it just occurred to me, a close friend of mine revealed to me that her husband retired and seemed to be so depressed. And she said he'd just walk slower, he'd sleep more, he'd fall asleep every evening after dinner in the living room. And she said she just didn't know what to do, so she convinced him he should go to therapy. And so he went to therapy one or two times, and she said, how's it going? And he says, fine, you know, the doctor says I'm fine. She says, you know what, I'm going with you. He says, what do you mean? She says, I think you might be lying to your therapist. She says, you know, I just want to go in, and she got permission from the therapist to come. She says, I just want to sit there and, you know, state the case as I see it so that the therapist knows, you know, what's happening with the dynamic of the relationship and not just, you know, what you are. Because it is true. You can lie to your therapist all the time. You know, you can say, oh, I'm fine, nothing wrong, no, I'm not depressed. But she said it just made all the difference in the world. And her line to me was, you know, I didn't sign up for this. Mm. I didn't sign up for, you know, getting to our 70s and having a guy who sits around all the time depressed.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that would work with everyone. I'm not sure it's easy to get a husband to say I need help and to go to a therapist in the first place, or, you know, how many therapists want the wife to come in. But it was just a thought, and it worked for her.
Well, I think, yeah, whether it would work for everyone is a great question, Miriam. I think, though, that the spirit of this is definitely to try to, you know, to engage and be able to, you know, help in some way to it's got to be a team, and I love that you've really addressed it. And, you know, as you were describing, and I was thinking about with the gypsy, this gypsy category of the male and how they respond to retirement, the thing that I find fascinating about it is it has another element. It's got the element of if he wants to do all this travel is not cheap. Okay, and so there's another component here that he can be putting a real strain on the viability of their long-term retirement, and guess which one of them is more likely to live longer?
Exactly, and maybe this has happened to you, Dave. I don't know. Have you ever had a couple come in, and the husband's doing all the talking,
mm-hmm.
and you turn to the wife, and you say, well, what are your concerns, or what are your feelings? And he says, oh, she agrees with me.
Oh,
doesn't even let her talk. Has that ever happened with you?
I will confess to you, definitely more than once.
Okay.
It's actually, you know, one of the things that I really, and sometimes men will want to just come in and have the meeting by themselves. And I said, okay, I'm glad to see you. Next time your wife needs to come.
Right.
Or we can't do this because
she's going to outlive him. And
yeah.
If he doesn't know you and know how you operate, what's going to happen then?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a lot. No, so it does happen that way, Miriam, and I do deal with that and have to kind of coach through that. And very often, the goals, concerns, tolerance for risk, things they want to address. Many times those things are different. And in fact, I encourage the couples when they come in, they've answered the questions independently because I ask them a few questions before they come in and I want them to mark. And very often there is a difference. And so when you do the planning, you can factor that in. But you know, with this, the utilization of retirement assets to satisfy this gypsy persona that some men take, you know, that has a real impact on their finances and causes a further potential strain on the marriage.
Absolutely. You know, I remember one couple saying even in retirement, they had to keep their finances separately.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I don't want him to know how much I'm spending to have my hair colored and cut. I don't want him to know what I'm spending on clothes. And I don't want to know how much he's spending on the boat.
Well, you're like,
I know I'll get upset.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
no question.
So, you know, those financial issues don't go away just because you stop working.
Well, my wife's grandmother, very Italian, had a little saying, you don't let the men's know your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so she lived by that, and I suspect my wife has a little bit too. But I love it, Miriam. Let's grab a quick break. We'll come back with Miriam Goodman. The website, Too Much Togetherness, the book, Too Much Togetherness, Surviving Retirement as a Couple. We'll be right back.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be done in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals, couples, and families plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his client's shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. If you'd like to learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. No cost or obligation. Or visit planstronger.com. Are you looking for convenient, straightforward financial information? Just say no to superficial sales presentations and yes to the free Real Money app. Get David Holland's new app for your smartphone or tablet. Just search Real Money with David Holland at your mobile device's store. You'll be able to access 17 educational TV shows, plus hundreds of radio shows and financial columns, all in the palm of your hand and on your schedule. So very easy and so very important to you. Again, to download the free app, search Real Money with David Holland.
And welcome back. Miriam Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, is on the line with us, a well-recognized radio, television producer, writer, and a long list of great accomplishments. Applaud her work. TooMuchTogetherness.com is the website and the book, Too Much Togetherness, Surviving Retirement as a Couple. And I checked on the break, Miriam, and there is no need for a discount. The book is a bargain already, a paperback at $9 on Amazon.
That's right, it is.
So no need for a discount. I can buy it by the caseload.
Okay, that would be great.
So let me ask you this question, and I think it's a great one for us to make a little segue here. And I know it's rhetorical, but maybe you can help me answer it. What happened to the dream of walking hand in hand into the sunset?
The dream disappeared because people stopped communicating. There were too many assumptions, just like the guy who assumes that his wife agrees with him in all the financial decisions.
Right.
He or she assumed the other person was on the same road, was looking at the same sunset, and didn't factor in the fact that people had changed, they were individuals, and they had interests and ideas that might be different from their spouse, and were ready to execute them.
Well, I can tell you one more thing that I've seen, Miriam, and it's not fun. It's actually sad. In fact, it's a little scary. I have talked to women and where they've been in situations where the men were very controlling with the finances. It was a method. And you talk about women being dependent and staying in relationships because of finances and how that has changed. It still goes on, though, where I've seen situations of financial control.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I heard a story about a woman who never knew money her husband made. He would put the tax return right in front of her and say, just sign her.
Yeah.
She didn't have any idea. And then he wanted a divorce, and he offered her $1 million. And, you know, she thought, well, gee, that sounds pretty good. And right. a friend of hers said, you better go to court. She ended up getting $100 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And
well,
she
okay.
had no idea because he was so controlling, just like you say. She had no idea what was going on.
Mm. Well, I know that you delve deeply. You delve deeply into this in your book, Miriam. But is that you know we've got a minute and a half left. What would you say is really the most important solution for finding a way to have this additional togetherness? Is it to kind of talk through it and work through it, or is it to maybe recognize that you don't have to be together all the time now that you're retired?
That is both of those are
all of the above.
All of the above. Yes, you have to talk about it. You have to. Think about it, and you know, maybe once a month or once a week, sit down and say, okay, this is what I'm doing this week. What do you have on your calendar, and what are you doing? So let's make a date night or a date day or whatever it is, or let's start every day taking a walk. You know, let's think about what we can do together, because, you know, there's going to be a time when one of you becomes ill or frail or not able to do everything the other one can do, and you've got to be prepared for that as well. I can't tell you how many people I talk to are all of a sudden they're raising their grandchildren. They hadn't planned that.
Yeah, this
you
happens.
Know, they set aside money for other things, and all of a sudden they're paying for tuition for kindergarten.
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to communicate so that plan B is in place. But right now, plan A is all about what are you doing, what am I doing, and what can we do together?
Excellent. Well said, Miriam. Miriam Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, journalist, author, award-winning radio and television producer, the book Too Much Togetherness, Surviving Retirement as a Couple, a bargain at $9 on Amazon, and the website. Get more information about Miriam and what she's doing, TooMuchTogetherness.com. Loved having you on the program, Miriam.
Thanks, Dave. It's been great.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com.